Okay, we are at the end of Perek He. Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Page Kuf Tzadik Aleph in your prints. All right, we come to the end of Perek He. Actually, this is the end of the Mishnayis of Pirkei Avos, which concludes at the end of the fifth Perek. The sixth Perek, which will begin, is a collection of brisos that are related to Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Hu haya Omer. Going back on Yehuda ben Tema, as was pointed out, the first Mishnah in the Perek that had a byline. Hu haya Omer. He used to say the following: Bechamei Shanim leMikra. 5 year old should learn Tanakh. Ben Eser Shanim leMishnah. A 10 year old should learn Mishnayis. Ben Shloish Esrei leMitzvais. A 13 year old begins in the obligation to perform mitzvahs. Bechamesh Esrishana leTalmud. At 15 years old is when you begin Gemara. So right away we have something of a difficulty, and that is that we never heard of this. Mm-hmm. 5 years old you start Mikra, and 10 years old you start Mishnayis, and 15 years old you start Gemara. You start Gemara. There are some boys that don't start Gemara until they're 15, but they're the dropouts. They're not the serious students. So the question is why we don't do things this way, and when it changed. So it had already changed in the time of the Gemara. Rabbi Saul Salanter has a letter about this concept. Rabbi Saul Salanter in his letter, I think it's in Ar Yisrael, if I remember correctly, it's letter Yudches. It's a letter that I sometimes in yeshiva do with the boys in class, because it's important when you learn Gemara to understand the following, that until the Chasimus HaTalmud, until the Shas, as we know it, was published, was formed, was put to paper, redacted. Until then, primarily people learned from a chumash. They took out a chumash or a sefer Torah, and they read a few words, and they said, "Well, this word, the Gemara says, exereshava to another word, and from there we learn such and such." When they learned chumash, they looked at the words in the chumash and they did the midah shatar and the drashas behind. They darshan the chumash. At that point, the way we saw Salanter writes it, in time before the Gemara was redacted, the Aleph Beis. This is what he writes: is the Aleph Beis was given. Nobody said, why is the Aleph before the Beis, or Beis before the Gimel? It's just a given, that's the alphabet. It's given. And then you study the Psukim of the Torah, and you make drashas, make a Hekesh, or Xer Shava, or a Klal, or Paratu Klal.
That's cultural.
No, it's legal, it's technical. It's the technicalities of the Psukim.
It's so different between cultural and legal.
If you mean the same thing, then it's just, then it's cultural. The after Chasimus HaTalmud, we don't darshan. You're not going to find Rav Moshe writes a tshuva. Oh, I can make a new gzeirah shava. I just thought of a good one, and you know, make a new gzeirah shava and compare something. I thought of a new hekish, new gzeirah shava. We don't darshan the psukim in the chumash. If you don't have guidance in darshaning, you could sedate the whole thing. You can learn gzeirah shava chamisha. It says chamisha asa by Pesach, chamisha asa by Sukkis. So on Pesach you have to sit in the sukkah, just like on Sukkis you have to sit in the sukkah. So you can make all kinds of misleading drashas. So therefore, at that point, just as the Aleph Beis had been a given originally, the drashas of the Mikra were given. We don't make new drashas on our own. And therefore, the whole idea of learning Mikra and the style that was learnt before the Gemara was given became something that's not in the Derech HaLimud. And therefore, the Gemara, what we call Gemara, is to a certain degree what they called Mikra. They called Mikra learning the Chumash and comparing words and learning a klal paratu klal. And we don't do that. What we do from the Gemara. So what they called Mikra, to a great degree, we do from Gemara. And therefore, the whole Seder Hadvarim changed. Now the concept that a person should go in order, should learn Mikra and then Mishnah and Gemara, that's retained. a certain degree, it's not, people jump, the style is to jump to Gemara rather quickly. It's debatable whether today a person, maybe the boys would be better off learning a little more Mikra before they start Mishnayos, a little more Mishnayos, so they start Gemara. So that's something can be debated. But the idea of the Mishnah changing from the time of the Mishnah, Rousseau Salanter writes, this idea that it's based on this. Now, why is it important for the boys who are learning Be'iyun and Yeshiva to know this? Because sometimes when you sit and learn, you wonder why we darshan this way. Why we darshan? We just had in the Gemara this week, the word gnevasai. Nimkar b'gnevasai. Never to sell because he stole. Gemara makes three drashas. One, it didn't have to say anything. It could just say v'nimkar. So one drasha, there's a word. It could have said b'gneva. It says b'gnevai. Okay. Second drasha. It could have said b'gnevai. It says b'gnevasai, a third drasha. So it's sort of broken up. Now, if you sit back and you compare it to words elsewhere, you can say, well, why don't we make the same drasha somewhere else? If you go into it enough to find an answer, there is an answer. But that's not our avayda. Our avayda is to go from the drasha and further and to figure out what we do once we have this Kabbalah that we make the drasha. So I hope I'm being clear about it. But that's the difference from the time of the Mishnah to today. The Gemara Taisa says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Talmud Bavli is bolul, is a mixture of Mikra Mishnah and Gemara. Okay. At any rate, the next, Ben Shemen Esrei L'Chuppah. So that's also something that we don't see everyone keeping, at least outside of the Yerushalmis. Maybe in Williamsburg.
See them.
When Shemen Esrei L'Chuppah, they say nowadays we stand along Shemen Esrei.
Does this mean Ben Shemen Esrei L'Chuppah?
If Chamesh Shanim Lamikra means you should, and Meshesri Lamitzvah means you should, presumably Shesel Chuppah means it's the right time. The Maral writes that most things in the Bria have their basic growth in the first quarter of their existence. He says if you plant a plant, let's say a wheat, in the first quarter of its growth time, the stalk shoots up. Following that is a certain it matures and the kernels grow and they form, etc. Or the moon, he mentions the moon, and its main growth is in the first week of the month, the first quarter of it. Then suddenly it becomes goes from being nothing to something which gives light. Then it develops further. So he says the same thing with a human being. 18 years old is roughly a quarter of a life, and that's the growth, and that's when a person should get married. The question is whether people today are mature enough to learn to get married at that age, which is what the Gemara says. Rechayim al tzavara v'yasek b'tayra. If a person has the oil of parnasa on his head, how is he going to sit and learn? So, therefore, it's pushed off. It's already benazai pushed off extremely, but you're allowed to push it off certainly for learning. And as we learned Sunday morning, we're learning Hilchos Talmud Torah, we had the Rosh's expression, Kitzva lo isai zman lo yadana. How much you can push it off for learning, I'm not sure, but certainly a certain amount. Now the Mishnah sort of changes. It goes from responsibilities, right? 5, 10, 13, 15, 18, these are responsibilities. Now it seems to go to the nature of a person. Ben Esrim Lirdaif. A simple meaning, at the age of 20, a person is swiftest. He can run the best. But Shleishim Lekayach, at the age of 30, he has the most strength, the most stamina. Ben Arbaim Labina. And when you look at a baseball player, usually ball players at about age 30, they peak. Except for Phil Niekro. Phil Niekro had a knuckleball, so he pitched till 45, I think, if I recall correctly. Ben Arbaim Labina, at the age of 40, a person attains his best level of bina, of understanding, gets a creativity, understanding from one thing to the next. When a person gets older, the creativity goes down. Bechamishim La'etza, a certain amount of wisdom that a person gets at age 50. Ben Shishim L'Zikna, at the age of 60, a person begins to get old. Of course, that doesn't apply B'zman Hazeh, when young people are 60 years old, but famously, a man at his 60th birthday complained to the Satmar Rebbe that he's worried, he's turning 60, he's an old man. He said, don't worry, The Ben Arbam Labina, I didn't see by you, so I'm not worried about the Ben Shishim Lazikna, you know, you're not gonna. Ben Shivim Laseva, 70 years old, now that's really old. Nafkamina Lahalacha, and they save a Tokum. There's an obligation to stand up if a 70-year-old man walks in. He doesn't have to be a Talmid Chacham, just a regular Shomer Shabbos Jew who's 70 years old and walks in the door, there's an obligation to stand up for him. Could be a Talmid Chacham knows to be Michael, and a 70-year-old simple man may not know. So a person has a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand up for a ben shivim, and they save a tokum. What? So that's the big question. What about all the others? The others, as opposed to the first five, which are responsibilities, the others don't seem to be more than telling you about the nature of the world. To finish, ben shmeinim legivura. Now this doesn't mean strength in any way, in any physical way, but gevura is a strength of purpose that a person feels. Ben tishim, it's not clear what the next word is. You have a shin or a sin. Some say lo shuach, it means something to be bent over. Others say lo suach, to be able to discuss things. You take a 90-year-old, got a lot to talk about. Bemeya kilu meis v'avar abatel min ha'olam. 100 years old, not much left of the guy, you know, he's already, Now, what's the purpose in all these things? So, it appears that the simplest pshat is that the purpose in all these things is to tell a person his responsibilities. A person, one of the Bali Musa said that just like a person who doesn't have certain abilities and thinks he does is going to mess up. Someone who is a Balgaiva, he thinks he's very smart, he's not so smart. He's going to mess up. He said the same thing, someone who has abilities and is unaware of them is also going to do things incorrectly. And therefore, it's important for a person to know at each stage where he is, where he's at, where he's holding. You know, if a 60-year-old tries to behave like a 20 or 30-year-old, so there's going to be something wrong. His influence on his family, on his friends, even for himself is going to be incorrect. So a person has to know where it is. The Ben Meya, Kilumeis, for Avro Batlam and Ailam is the most difficult. What does it mean? 100 years, like he's dead in Batlam and Ailam. It sounds like it's saying that, the purpose of a person is to have Nisyanis. Is to be tested, to have different Nisyanis Achayim. And, when you're 100 years old, you know, it just takes everything to get yourself out of bed in the morning and wash and get to Minyan, and the Nisyanis Achayim are the purpose of life is less. I think I once heard, I shouldn't say because I'm not sure, I think it could be Rav Scheinberg. When he got older, Rav Scheinberg lived quite a number of years, the learning became more difficult. And he came to America to raise money for the yeshiva. He was quite advanced in years. Supposedly he said that the learning comes with great difficulty, the concentration at his age. And this is a man who had a gibur haruach. He said, so what am I supposed to do with my time? Let me go raise money for the yeshiva. But what was said was something to the effect of ben tishim lasuach, that at the age of 90 you should daven a lot, say tillim a lot. It's harder to concentrate and to focus on your learning. So the focus is more on the speaking parts of Eidus Hashem. Rabbi Yashiv said shir. I don't have a lot to say, but it wasn't the same shir as he said 5 or 10 years earlier. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I mean, Rabbi Yashiv's shir in the later years was most exciting because there were two gentlemen that asked very challenging questions or provocative questions during the shir. And Rabbi Yashiv was not, didn't hear well at the end of his life, so they would scream. And people from the outside who walked in thought they were very rude. But I was there one Shabbos, and he was giving shir, and these two gentlemen were not there. His grandson was sitting next to him, turns to me, says, ask something. Rabbi Yashiv was learning the Gemara, you know, it was dry. So he told me, yes, something, all right.
How old is his grandson?
I don't know how old his grandson is, but his grandson sat next to him when people asked would repeat it if he wasn't able to hear, in the advanced years. I remember, was Yiddish or Ivrit? How did he share? It wasn't English. It was Yiddish? I don't remember. Okay, Mishnah Chav Beis. As a matter of fact, he gave shiur in Shabbos at the end of his life, didn't even print it. Everything else they printed, as he went out to more advanced in years, he just spoke out less. There was less to print. Ben Bagbag Aymer. Now, who is Ben Bagbag? Very interesting name. So, well, Ben Hey Hey, right. So there is a, the Pashup Shah, when it says Ben someone, it's because he didn't live a long life. He was known by his father's name. But Ben Bagbag, there is a tradition which is brought in some of the Mefarshei Perkei Avos that Ben Bagbag was a ger. And the gerim hid the fact that they were gerim at that time because it was against the Roman laws to be Megayer. So they took the letter Hey. Avram became Avraham. And Sarah became Sarah. So Ben Hey Hey Aymer means he was a ger. So once one ger took the name Ben Hey Hey, the other one wasn't going to call himself Ben Hey Hey too. So he said Bag. Bag is Hey. Hey is five, and Bag is Beis Gimel, is two, and three is five. So Ben Bag Bag was a version of Ben Hey Hey. If there was Ben Dodo, I don't know.
Why did Ben Bag Bag get the song?
What?
Hey Hey. Ben Bag Bag was looking for the song.
There's a song about Ben Bag Bag.
I had heard
that
Ben Ger and Ben
Gair. Ben Ger and Ben Gairis. Okay.
The parents
of the two Hays. Okay, makes sense. At any rate, Ben Bagbai said, Hafaychba v'hafaychba dekulaba. Investigate the Torah, turn it over and over and look into it more and more. You'll find everything you need in Torah. Ubas sarzei, and through it you should see the sieve and age. Ubaleba, live your long life using Torah as a guideline. Don't move away from it. Besides the fact that it's a mitzvah to learn, but even it's also a midah taiva, ending the mishnayis amidais. So he's at the end of the mishnah. This the end. The last parak has to do with the mishnayis and pirkei avos. He says the midah taiva is in chumash.
Ubaleba, you wear yourself out with it.
It doesn't mean it's your later years. Weigh yourself out. The Chazenish, in his Emunah B'Tochen, in his Maimer HaDalad, writes Be'arichus, a tremendous insight into Midas. And what he says essentially, especially in, I think it's Isur Beis, he says the following. He spells it out in a great length, that all Midas, he talk about anger and jealousy and pursuit of pleasure and all the different midas of a person. He says they really all come from one root. They come from one root of discipline. A person disciplining himself. And the treatment of the root is limud haTorah. You learn discipline by learning. A person who sits, even besides kiyum mitzvahs, just sitting and disciplining yourself to sit and concentrate on something for an extended period, that discipline is the best avodah for midas. So he says it's easier to work on midas individually, to work on anger separately, and to work on jealousy separately. And it's easier to set out a program that way. But he says what he calls the refuah haklali is really the discipline of limud haTorah. And he says in chinuch you have to mechanach children to discipline themselves. That's the hardest thing is the discipline of sitting still. And today it's especially challenging with the whole. The whole lack of attention span, the ability, you know, Sesame Street when it came out was the big refuah for the world. And to me, Sesame Street was the advent of ADD comes from Sesame Street because children who learn Sesame Street can't learn from a regular teacher. You're learning from the Count and the Big Bird and the bedecked characters. How are you supposed to go into a plain old lady who's haggard and she's teaching you to count? Like, how can she compete?
Books,
yeah. How can you compete with a video that teaches you how to count? So it was a distraction. Anyway, so the discipline of Torah, that's the Iker, Ben Hey Hey, Aymer Lefun Sarah Agra. Ben Hey Hey says something that's meant to be a bit of a consolation to people who work hard to say, you might see someone else, the learning comes more easily, but kufum tzar agra, according to your tzar, is the reward. On the bottom, ben bag ba'loi mehafechba, lefi shemon alel ben heishanim lemikra, ben tesvav, Latalmud Amar Kan, Kim Shigil Latalmud Ain Loy Shir. 5 years for Mikra, 5 for Mishnah. When you get to Chumah, to Gemara, Ain Loy Shir. There's no limit. Sarach Lahapech, Lasalsa Loy Sakal Yimechayav. And you have to study Torah all your life. Amar Hafach Pachamash Amar Chazal. Lama Nimshla Torah, Lama Nimshla Torah Ledad. Torah is compared to the breast of a nursing woman. Mahadad. Now what it says in the Gemara is that the child always finds taste in the breast. The child doesn't say, well, yeah, milk again for supper, you know, like breakfast, lunch and supper, the same thing. The child is always delighted with the breast milk. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Now he adds to that. He says another pshat. Hine kamayadad shatz musay basar. Vetenek maitzi mimeno chalav. The dad itself.
It's next parak.
It's the same parak. The dot the comments on the bottom I'm reading. The dot itself is made out of flesh, and the child is able to draw milk from it. Kena Torah. So too with Torah. Now listen to what he says. L'mashal, medin sukkah yichayim lahaitzi lahati raguna ukadayma. For learning dinei sukkah, besechta sukkah, you can find teretz to be matir and aguna. Yeah, that. So it means you can find from one part of learning something else. Even though you might think some dinim are not nogea today, einam dahaygin lanuata, like kainu. You do ala haygin ba. Many years ago, somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, where in Sukkah could you be matir in aguna? And he told him. I don't remember what the answer was, but he told him, where in Sukkah could you be matir in aguna? So I do a search, I'll find it. Oh, we know this is Zuah Sheilach Amidat Taymeru Ki Chazal Hikshu. Ksiv Itzel Kochav Hitzecha Lo Yishuba. Everything you have is not equal to Taira. Hachav Tishmaim Yishuba. But mitzvahs are equal to Taira. Ksiv Kochav Hitzim Lo Yishuba Na Chafetzecha. But Chafetzim. So in one place it implies that mitzvahs are more important than Taira. And one place in the Torah is more important than mitzvahs. Mishani, the Gemara reply answers, "Kam b'mitzvah she'ef shalasi se'adei acherim." If it's a mitzvah someone else could do, you should better sit and learn. If it's a mitzvah that no one else could do, then leave the Torah and go do the mitzvah. Nimsaf filu chefse shemayim heberak shavin la, but then chamid the Torah v'emenu. Comes out even chefse shemayim are not inherently more than Torah. So in chamid the Torah v'emenu means even mitzvahs are not more than limud Torah.